time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. And this weekend, he's also the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Will.
Why, thank you, Aisha.
Well, Will, can you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Paula Egan Wright of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I said, name part of the human body above the neck in 9 letters. Rearrange them to name another part of the human body found below the neck. And I said, only some people have the first body part. Everyone has the second one. What parts of the human body are these? And the intended answer was buck teeth and butt cheek. And it's the first time that probably that phrase has ever been used on NPR. Interestingly, there is an alternative answer, mustache, spelled the M-O-U way. That's an anagram of the mucosa, which is defined as soft tissue that lines the body's canals and organs. So there you go, the vocabulary builder for the day.
Okay, well, look, so, I mean, it seems like this was a tough one. We got 136 correct submissions to be exact, and Kevin Hicks of Stockton, California is our winner. Congratulations, Kevin, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Aisha. Happy birthday, Will.
Oh, thank you.
So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I write, for over 10 years, I've been writing a poem every day.
Oh, wow. That is very dedicated. And see, you're very good with words. We know you're very good with words because you're doing poems every single day, which is a lot of work. So I know you're ready to play the puzzle.
Yep.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Kevin and Aisha. Every answer today is the name of a U.S. city, which consists of one word inside another. For example, if I said was in first place, inside a word meaning also, to make a city in Ohio, you would say Toledo, because that has the word lead, L-E-D, inside two, T-O-O, and Toledo is in Ohio.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one is the back of the foot, and that's inside part of a bird, to make a city in West Virginia.
The heel.
Yes. And what's part of a bird?
Wing.
Yeah, put heel inside wing. What do you get?
Wheeling.
Wheeling. Wheeling, West Virginia. You got it. You're off and running. Here's number two, where to save money, and that's inside expositions, to get a city in Alaska.
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, you got it. A word meaning earth, inside Spanish for gold, and it's a city in Florida.
Orlando.
Orlando, land inside Oro is right. A Cuban revolutionary, inside a list of players, and you get a city in either New York or Minnesota.
Rochester.
Rochester, yeah, New York or Minnesota, either way. All right, here's your last one. A small songbird inside a frilly fabric, and you get a city in Massachusetts and Kansas.
You know I don't like birds.
Think of a four-letter one starting W.
Wren.
Wren, okay. Put Wren inside a frilly fabric.
Lawrence? Is it Lawrence?
Lawrence, yeah.
Lawrence.
Kansas
Lawrence.
And Massachusetts. Good job.
Okay, Kevin, that was extremely tough. I was still trying to figure it out as we was going along. So you did a fantastic job. How do you feel? Okay. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Kevin, what member station do you listen to?
Cap Radio in Sacramento.
That's Kevin Hicks of Stockton, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Mary Springhorn of Bellingham, Washington. Think of a noun in 6 letters. It sounds like a 2-word phrase, 2 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the last. And the thing named by the noun can have a seriously bad effect on what's named by the phrase. What is it? So again, a 6-letter noun sounds like a 2-word phrase, 2, 6, and the thing named by the noun can have a seriously bad effect on what's named by the phrase.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.